I'm just doing a general report. There's only three items I want to talk about tonight. It'll be very brief. The death of the brother on Monday, and who's aged 36, at Golden Plains Wind Farm construction sites, highlights what is at stake now for the CFMEU under administration. 2 weeks ago, the builder, Vestas, which is a grubby anti-union mob, had been informed of the three unions on site, their safety concerns, including the AWU, the CFMEU, and the ETU. And the AWU was the most quoted in the media when responding to that death. Prior to administration, the CFMEU would attend workplace accidents and deaths and kick WorkSafe up the arse when it tried to blame individual workers rather than management systems of work. Today, the administered union sits, the administered union and the administrator sits in stone cold silence, and it said nothing about the death of a brother, nothing on the website as of Monday, nothing in the media. The administrator is a do-nothing about safety. Zach Smith, the National Secretary, has made a statement, but you have to go to the National Office of the CFMEU website and then click on a Facebook page, which is then supported by the ANWU, and only on a laptop. You can't find it on your phone. The building industry group of unions have a policy of closing down a project like Vestas until further notice. A safety audit of the whole Vestas group should be implemented. All other projects should have a toolbox and a minute silent as a mark of respect, and like we have just done for the death of a brother. That's the first item. Second item is yesterday we saw the strike of the CFMEU, the ETU, the plumbers in New South Wales against administration, explicitly against administration, where anywhere up to 2,000 to 3,000 workers turned up to the rally. For the first time under administration, a New South Wales Greens MP spoke at a CFMEU rally. We obviously had the ETU speak, the CFMEU, Darren Greenfield, etc. But this is the first time we've had a politician in New South Wales supporting the CFMEU. The New South Wales executive officers, that is the people like Peter Keogh up there, who have been appointed by administration, pretended they were the CFMEU leadership, and they put out a statement before the strike saying it was unauthorised by the CFMEU. Right? That's what they say. They said that the union and the strike was unauthorised. We know we're the union, not them. A former branch committee and management delegate was named in the papers as the person responsible for texting delegates to build that strike. Now, the steering committee here has very real fears that Irving may use his quite substantial and vicious powers to charge that delegate with obstructing administration, which has heavy fines and jail time. We don't know, we'll see in the coming days if they decide to do that. Finally, we now have a public meeting on the Thursday the 5th of December. There were supposed to be leaflets here about it. It's at the Town Hall. We have the former National President and former Queensland Assistant State Secretary Jade Ingham coming down to speak. We have Senator Fatima Payman, who people might have seen, took the Minister Murray Watt to pieces in the Senate's estimates over the leaked pay rates of the administration. And we have an industrial lawyer by the name of Dave Water. So we'll endeavour to get the leaflets out and we'll hand out handed out to people here or somewhere you can pick them up and go and build them on your work sites through your networks and so on. And our meeting on the 5th of December is 5 days before the High Court challenge to the laws which have put the union into administration.